Now with our Live Take 5, here's Kim Birchfield.
Good morning, and I'm talking here today with Lisa Dobie, who's the Executive Director of the St. Charles Foundation, and also with Jill Thompson, who was she spearheaded the creation of the Children's Heart Fund. Recently, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
You've told me that recently St. Charles had the Saints Gala, which raised $90,000, and then $35,000 went specifically to a not-for-profit or a nonprofit charity. Could you tell me what that charity is?
Sure. So our Saints Gala raised about $90,000, of which $35,000 was specifically designated to our Children's Heart Fund. And Jill is the lead volunteer for that project.
Jill, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
One of the things that's so exciting that you guys recently did for the community is you had a screening for high school students. About 90,000 kids had EKGs.
And 90 kids.
I meant 90. I said 90,000. Yeah. I'm drumming it up. 90,000 was the dollar amount that you raised through St. Charles Gala. 90 kids had EKGs and endocardiograms at the Heart Center right over by St. Charles. Tell us how you made that happen.
Well, we spearheaded a program about 4 years ago. We came to this lovely community about 7 years ago, and my dream, after having a child who had had open heart surgery as a 10-month-old, was someday to give back in gratitude for her health. So beginning that journey, I was able to work with Dr. Ursula Teichman, our pediatric cardiologist in town, to try to first provide support for families who are going through that type of experience. During those years, we were able to bring on some wonderful people within our community, and we felt another great piece of the program would be screening for life-threatening defects among our high school athletes.
Kind of an interesting story, actually. The way that you were put in touch with that doctor is that your daughter was in the same class as
Dr. Teichman's son in the first grade. So
wow.
I always tease her, there was a little divine intervention involved. And from that moment forward, we still feel very, very blessed and very fortunate as our journey continues forward to help all those in need in regard to this capacity.
And now your daughter was 10 months old when she had surgery, and now she's 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Annalena?
Annalena.
What you said, though, is that that's kind of a specialized situation, and you're trying to reach out to...
Even more. This year, our program hopes to screen 1,000 high school athletes within our community. Our first screening was with Culver High School. We screened 90 students, and that was a special screening because 2 years ago, they lost one of their star football athletes to an undiagnosed cardiac condition. So we hope to push this forward and save more young people lives. They get an EKG and an echocardiogram to rule out 5 of the most major life-threatening heart defects. And so we hope to continue this momentum forward, and we're looking at a great cause with a great future.
Now, that's just one of your goals. One of your goals is actually to reach all of the high schools in Central Oregon.
Correct.
Is that correct?
So correct. At least 1,000 students this year, our goal is to be screened.
And right now you're in the process of scheduling all of those screenings.
We sure are.
You also have other causes where you help. You have a nurse navigator that helps families, correct?
A piece of the program of the families that have been affected with a child diagnosed with congenital heart problems. Many times they have to go to Portland and have very much life-saving surgery, and a nurse navigator is there to guide them through that process, because open heart surgery in an infant, I think most parents can imagine that could be overwhelming.
Okay. And once again, really quickly before we go, Lisa, could you tell us how people can help out with this cause?
Sure. We'd love to have anyone who's interested to contact us at the St. Charles Foundation, and the phone number for that is 541-706-2929, and love to have you involved.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lisa, and thank you, Jill Thompson, for joining us. You're listening to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND Bend.